All right, welcome to a bonus episode of Midnight Triple Feature. Got the usual guys here. We got Adam.
Yep.
We got Connor.
What's up?
I'm Mike. You can head over to Twitter and look us up. It's at MT Feature. Facebook, it's Midnight Triple Feature. Where else can they find us, Adam?
You can find us at midnighttriplefeature.blogspot.com. As always, you can subscribe to us through our iTunes channel. And we are also now available on Stitcher Smart Radio.
Ooh, moving up in the world.
Wow. Yeah, what's the Stitcher all about?
It's some streaming service.
Okay.
Get the app on your iPhone.
Yeah. Oh, get up.
Yeah, take us wherever you want to go. Yeah, we can be there.
Yes, and it's a great service.
All right.
It's much better than iTunes, in my opinion.
Okay.
And that podcast app on your iPhone sucks.
Does it?
Yeah, so go for the Stitcher.
All right.
Trust me.
All right. So what are we doing here tonight?
Well, do something a little different. This is our first special episode. It's going to be sort of like a mini episode, so maybe just we're only going to review one film. And, Mike, you picked the film. Connor and I have never seen this before.
Nope, not even the trailer.
Mike, you've seen it how many times?
I've seen it twice.
Okay.
And now I'm going to make you guys watch it for the first time.
And that movie is Cop Killers. So, I guess... what we do from here is we haven't seen it yet, so we're actually going to go watch it. We're going to come back, and we're going to talk about it. So we're going to break now, and during the break, you can hear the trailer to Cop Killers, which is probably nothing like the movie at all. And we'll come back, and we'll discuss, see what we think.
All right. So we'll be right back.
All right.
These guys have a message for the cops.
This is the Border Patrol.
And it ain't happy birthday. The Cop Killers. They've got everything they need to make $100,000 overnight. A big load of cocaine.
All we gotta do is collect the money for that dope and we're gonna be rich men.
A big load of guns. And a big, beautiful hostage who's seen too much.
We gotta get rid of her. And we can't afford her talking.
General National Enterprises presents Cop Killers. Alex, a two-bit thug from Tucson. And he's the nice one. Ray, he's sweet. He's mean.
Shut up! Do exactly what I say!
He's deadly. Ow! Alex and Ray, yesterday they were nothing but punks killing time. Today, they're killing cops. Cop Killers. They decided to get rich.
Nobody ever gets you a damn thing. You got to take it.
They decided to get even.
It's us or them, Alex.
They decided to get away with it.
You think we killed 9 people for nothing, man?
Jason Williams, star of Flesh Gordon in an explosive new film. Cop Killers, get out of their way or get ready for permanent sleep.
All right, guys, that was Cop Killers. I guess we'll start right off with the acting. Two main guys in there were Jason Williams and Bill Osco. How you guys think these two did?
It's Oscar-worthy, man.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I don't know.
It's they gave a performance.
Yeah.
Both
yeah.
of them.
They tried.
I mean, I don't know who was who. I don't know their names.
Yeah, exactly.
What were the names again?
Bill Osco is the blonde-haired guy.
Okay.
And Jason Williams was the little pretty boy.
So we have blonde-haired rapey guy and then brown-haired non-rapey guy.
Yeah.
We
yeah.
have, like, over sort of... we have, like, bully and non-bully.
Yeah, so let's start with the bad boy.
Okay, so let's start with the dominant guy.
Yeah.
He's, you know, he's...
I feel like he was a better actor than the other dude.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Maybe because he was just playing, like, a little bit more over the top.
Yeah, I guess.
You know, whereas the brown-haired guy was, like, more timid, so he had to act, you had to believe him more.
Yeah.
Yeah?
You know, blonde-haired guy was, like, always overacting. So. But, like, in a good way, because he was kind of, like, trying to be crazy.
Yeah, he can
yeah,
be as
manic
as he needs
to be. Pretty
Boy
was, like, I didn't believe him half the time. It was just so bad at times.
Pretty Boy is the brown-haired guy.
Yeah, yeah.
I just want to make sure we're clear.
Yeah.
Because I don't know... I go by hair color.
Yeah.
So
let's go dark hair color guy. There was
no,
just times
right,
where
yeah.
his acting was pretty bad.
It was yeah. yeah, it was bad.
Well, there was times where everybody's acting was bad. Let's
yeah,
be honest.
Yeah.
Here.
You believe when somebody's sort of overacting crazy, you believe it more than
oh, yeah.
when they can't act seriously.
Yeah.
Because, you know,
more stuff is excusable.
Exactly. Yeah. You'd be like, oh, well, they're crazy.
And he's supposed to be the calm guy, the other dude, so.
Yeah, so the calm guy has to be more believable, and he can't deliver the lines.
Yeah.
It's pretty, you know, but it doesn't actually affect the movie at all.
Well, honestly. Yeah.
No.
You don't watch it for the acting.
Yeah, it doesn't actually even matter, to be honest with you. It's.
So what about blonde-haired rapey guy? What do you think of him?
He's pretty rapey.
Pretty rapey.
Pretty blonde, you know?
Yeah, he's your typical overbearing kind of. He's your dominant, you know? Like, you think of it as a... Okay, so if you're thinking about it as like a serial killer pair...
Yeah.
You have your submissive and your dominant.
Whenever you get these heist movies where they kidnap somebody, there's always the crazy guy that goes over the top and
yeah.
just... Yeah. And there's always the guy who's like, oh, I don't know about this.
Yeah, there's always a Mr.
There's always those two characters.
But in Reservoir Dogs, it was Mr. Which one was fucking Michael Madsen in Reservoir Dogs?
He was Mr. No. Oh, fuck. Which was he?
Well, Michael Madsen. The dude that cut the fucking dude's ear off.
Yeah. Well, Mr. Blonde.
Mr. Blonde.
Yeah,
so you always
yeah.
have a Mr. Blonde.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, like you have to have that. And that's who he is. He's Mr. Blonde.
And then you got Mr. Pink. Steve Buscemi.
And you have Mr. Pink. Who, yeah, right. Or Mr. White.
Yeah.
So you're right. Like, you have this kind of movie. You have to have that guy.
Yeah.
Now, he's that guy. And I think, is he overacting? Yes. Is it? Is it? Entertaining, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, well, let me give you this. Actor Jason Williams stated that he didn't get along with co-star Bill Osco during the filming. In his own words, he described Osco as a real bad boy.
Wow.
Did you guys think he was a bad boy?
Wait.
Which one?
Yeah.
Which one was supposed to be the bad guy?
The blonde.
or the bad boy?
So, wait, who's bad boy?
The bad boy would be a blonde-haired guy. Blonde-haired, rapey
okay.
guy.
All right, so the brown-haired guy said the blonde-haired guy
was a real bad boy.
Was a real bad boy.
Yeah.
All right, so it fits. I mean.
So there you go. Good casting.
Yeah.
It's like when actors actually get mad at people in the movies yeah. to increase, you know.
Yeah, maybe he was
better.
He was really into character. Like yeah. when they weren't shooting, he was like fucking trying to bang his chick.
Yeah, probably.
You know, like maybe that's what it was.
I mean, he tried to bang every chick in the movie. Including Angel Tits.
Do I buy,
I'd be the first one to say that too.
Do I buy that he's a badass? No.
No.
But do I believe that this brown-haired guy probably thought he was? Yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, it kind of shows on screen. It's clear that this guy is the dominant personality in the
probably
film.
Just lost touch with reality, man. He was like...
Yeah, he was just doing too many
He's actually doing that coke. That
yeah,
was
like
actual coke they were carrying
yeah,
around.
It's early 70s, so...
It wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I believe that he could have been... He probably was a dick.
Oh, well,
you know
he looks like a dick.
That's what I'm saying. I do believe that these two probably... If I was looking at these two in real life and the way they interacted on screen, they aren't friends.
Yeah.
No, so
no,
I don't think they liked each other. I wouldn't get the feeling that they did. You know, God, no. I mean, so I believe it. Yeah, I believe that this guy was threatened by him.
All right. So, well, actually, we'll move on to your little catch that you got there at the end of the movie. Rick Baker.
Yeah.
Want to talk Baker. About him?
So, at the beginning of the film, the credits roll, and I think I made a comment of, oh, nobody in this, I don't see any names that I recognize. Nobody's done anything.
Yeah.
And then the end credits roll, and I'm like, I see makeup effects, Rick Baker.
Yeah.
That was a good catch on your part.
yeah, I didn't catch it, man.
So I immediately am like, Rick Baker? I'm like, you guys got IMDb this shit, because you got to see if that's the Rick Baker that I'm talking about. And yeah, it's the Rick Baker that worked on Men in Black and The Howling and
American Werewolf in London.
And American Werewolf in London. And he worked on The Nutty Professor, Coming to America. I mean,
Squirm, King Kong.
It's fucking ridiculous. This guy.
He started off with Cop Killers.
This guy's really. Like, American Werewolf in London, it made this guy famous.
I wonder if he did the transformation scene.
It looks like.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah, it made this. That movie made this guy. He did the special effects on Cop Killers.
he didn't have a lot of work to do in this movie either. Just like throw some blood on there on the shirt. That's it, dude.
Yeah, it looks like his first film was 1972 called Bone. He was
Cohen film.
He was uncredited in that. His second film was Cop Killers.
Yeah.
He did three of them that year. Black Caesar, also
yep.
1973,
yep.
and Sherlock 1973. Those were his first.
I don't know
films.
Sherlock. I know Black Caesar.
I know Cop Killers.
Yeah.
I know Sherlock.
I know
Holmes.
Bone. I've never seen it, but I know it.
So
Larry
I mean,
Cohen's
he's
like
done
Cohen.
A lot of movies that I've seen. He did The Funhouse.
I know. He did the makeup in The Funhouse,
wow.
and that makeup is fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. The creature makeup in that movie is ridiculously good.
You know what other movie he did? Harry and the Hendersons.
Yeah.
I love me some Harry and Hendersons.
Yeah, so he did the Bigfoot makeup there.
Must have, yeah. Oh,
this movie would have been so much better with the Bigfoot. If he would just show up half... If they would kidnap him instead of Angel Tits.
Maybe we get like a Bigfoot, a werewolf, the creature from the funhouse. Like,
now you're talking Monster Squad.
Yeah.
That's next week, dude.
Yeah.
They did the remake of Mighty Joe Young in 98.
Yeah, I mean, the guy is really talented. Like, it's kind of crazy.
Oh, he did How the Grinch Stole Christmas with Jim Carrey there.
Regardless of what you think of the film, the effects are very good.
Did Hellboy? He's done a lot.
Wow.
He's done a lot.
That's really good effects, dude.
I couldn't believe when I saw his name on this thing. I couldn't believe it because you wouldn't know. I mean, it's his second film, so... Like you said, he's still in blood. But, I mean, I guess if you really look at it, you can see he was applying makeup.
Yeah.
Like, on some of the facial stuff, you could see that he was applying makeup and... did what he could, I guess.
Yeah.
He got paid, I guess. But. Yeah.
So, what'd you guys think of the audio on this? You know, it actually, with it plugged into the stereo like we have it now, it wasn't that bad. But when I watched this on TV the first time, I was constantly turning the audio up and down because it got so bad at points.
I fucking hate that, dude. I hate when that happens.
Yeah. It's so out of sync.
It's just what you get with a film of this age.
Yeah.
You're looking at 73. It's not a great print.
I mean, you can understand it.
This thing's not Blu-ray quality, you know, surround sound stereo.
It's got some interesting music. So.
I do hate having it up, down. It's really frustrating. But, I mean, blame it on the boom operator and, you know. Sound.
Which I'm surprised we didn't see in this movie.
we didn't see any boom mics. No,
I didn't notice
that.
You got a head knock on the camera, though, right? You caught that.
Yeah, I did see the headbutt of the camera.
I did get that.
Yeah. I mean, but then they cut it, which they did a lot of cuts in this movie.
Yeah.
So
very sudden cuts.
Mm-hmm.
So what did you think of the way, like, of the video?
It's grainy. It's got that 70 grain.
So it says the video was shot on a 16 millimeter, and then it was blown up to 35 millimeter.
Okay.
Then it was transferred to anamorphic widescreen, which is what we watched.
Anamorphic. That's weird, man. Why wouldn't they present that in 16?
I don't know.
Huh. See, I mean, I wouldn't. The quality's not good enough to know, but... Like, we talked about Basket Case, in episode 5. And that, you know, Frank Henenlotter had said that was shot in 16, blown up to 35, blah, blah, blah. And his thing was it needs to be watched in 16 aspect, you know, in that. So it's kind of weird. I mean, I had no idea this was.
This movie didn't really look that bad, though.
It didn't.
No.
I had no problem.
It's also shot a lot in daylight.
That's why, you noticed, at times it got really grainy.
Yeah,
that's the
blowing up to anamorphic.
If there were more nighttime shots, we probably would have noticed it a lot more.
I don't think there was any nighttime shots.
Usually, when it's dark, more black.
There weren't any.
Yeah,
there weren't any.
Was this supposed to take place in one day?
No, because they go to the hotel instead.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
that's true.
Okay. Yeah, there's a huge time lapse in this movie. I'm not even gonna get into it because I can't.
The time lapse is so weird, dude. They're so weird.
That's interesting to me that it was blown up. I mean, I understand why it would have been struck on 35 because you had to show it in a theater, and most likely they had 35 millimeter projectors, so you needed to strike this on 35
millimeter. Well, would it have been cheaper to film on 60 millimeter? Is that maybe why they did it?
It's cheaper. Yeah, the film is cheaper. It costs less, but. It's not cheap to convert it to 35, but if you took this and sold it to a distributor, the distributor would then put it onto 35, but then as a filmmaker, you're not going to make any money. Like, that's what happened with Deadly Spawn.
You know, they
shot it on 16, and then distributors came back and said, well, you're not going to get any money because we had to spend this much to convert it. When we struck this on 35, it cost us this much money. You can't expect us to pay you now.
Wow.
You know, that's what happens.
Screwing them over.
Yeah, that's what they do. Yeah. I doubt Cop Killers made a lot of money.
No.
Deadly Spawn made millions.
Fuck no,
you know, like, I doubt Cop Killers made that in its drive-in run in 1973.
Oh, no way. Just played in, like, 3 drive-ins, dude.
I wish it played in mine.
Yeah.
I would go see it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, this is definitely a drive-in movie. Mm-hmm. Most definitely.
Well, if you watch the features on the... on the DVD, there's an interview with Jason Williams on there.
Blonde guy or brown guy?
Brown guy.
Brown-haired guy.
He's white, dude.
The brown-haired guy.
Okay.
He states the title was changed from Sweet, Mean, and Deadly to Cop Killers.
Wow, Cop Killers is so much better.
Yeah.
Sweet, Mean, and Deadly?
Sweet, Mean, it sounds, that almost, for whatever reason, I think of blaxploitation. Yeah. I don't even know why. Yeah, yeah. I don't even know why I think that, but I do.
No, yeah.
Right? I would have thought it was a blaxploitation film.
It'd be like a black, yeah.
It's not at all.
No.
Huh. Sweet, Mean, and Deadly featuring Jackson TNT.
Yeah.
Because there's not a single black character in this movie, right? It's entirely
There's that
white.
One black cop at the end.
One black cop. Okay, but yeah. Otherwise it's an all-white cast.
Yeah. And he has no lines.
Yeah, it is.
No. No, there's the black convenience store owner and his friend.
I think you were getting a beer at that point.
I was up off the... Yeah.
Yeah.
I was getting a drink. All right.
So. All right, well, you want to take us in?
Yeah, now that we know how many black people were in the movie. Okay. We settled that.
So I guess we're going to try to go through this. It's an interesting film to take on.
It's mainly the complexity,
let me give
man.
A synopsis. So I'm gonna do my best to give a synopsis here. So two guys make a drug deal in the desert. They collect several bags of cocaine with the intention of selling it for $100,000. On their way out of the desert, they confront a few cops, kill the cops, so now they're on the run.
How many cops did they kill?
We're gonna say 4 or 5.
You don't know, dude.
No?
It's, I don't know. I'm going to say 4. It's
their numbers say 4.
Yeah.
Thought 5.
We got 5. They got 4.
Yeah. 4.5.
I think it's the weird cuts in the movie. It makes it, I don't know.
4.5. So they killed 4.5 cops.
One was a midget.
They obviously make their road trip out to meet the drug dealer in order to collect cash for their drugs, blah, blah, blah. So that's the plot of the movie. Pretty basic. Let's just go right in. So we already discussed this a little bit. They meet up with the cops not very far out from their drop point where they collect their drugs.
Yeah, they're just kind of chilling out in the desert.
Going about 2 miles an hour in their car.
Yeah.
And they run into these cops. I guess they're border cops?
I don't know. They look more like sheriffs to me.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, they're talking about how, well, we were in Mexico because a dude's like, oh, I want to be back in Mexico banging that Mexican chick.
Yeah.
And
there's a huge time lapse there, I think.
Like, do they collect the drugs? I think they must collect them in Mexico.
I guess, dude.
At what point they cross the border, I don't know. But this is 1973, so, like, in my head, I'm thinking, oh, well, fucking, like, 20-foot walls and, like, barbed wire and surveillance.
Yeah.
But, you know what? In the early 70s, you could go into Mexico pretty... It's like going to Canada.
Yeah, probably.
So maybe I'm just, you know, thinking if this is 40 years ago.
Yeah. It was probably easier to get in and out of there.
Like, now that I think about it, I'm like, okay, well, maybe it's not as weird.
Yeah, because they were just driving through the desert. It didn't even look like they're on a road.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they run into these cops and they get into a gunfight and I guess it's up for debate, but we're gonna say 4.5 cops.
Yeah, all right. We'll settle between 5 and 4.
And more driving, they end up in the city and we get to, I mean, it's gotta be the best scene in the movie.
Oh yeah.
The ice cream truck.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's not a lot happened. I mean, like, they kill the cops and it's them driving. We get some really bad cuts. I mean, it's really
the driver's acting, I guess, that makes the scene.
Yeah, and it's... They basically go to the ice cream truck, and there's these three girls trying to get ice cream, and this ice cream truck driver is outside of his truck.
He's probably hitting on the girls, really.
Yeah, I'm not sure what that was all about.
But the girls, I mean, hitting on, I guess, but, like, he might have been gay.
It seemed like it with his voice.
Yeah, and he couldn't give them the right ice cream.
Right.
She wanted, like, a raspberry slush, and he gave her the wrong one.
Yeah.
So, like, our blonde-haired
guy... But how was he getting it? Because he wasn't going back into the truck.
Oh, I don't know. He was outside the truck.
Yeah.
All he had was one slush in his hand, and, like, the other... And the girls are just all pissed off.
Yeah.
So the blonde-haired guy comes up and, like, throws him in the truck and then gives the girls their ice cream. Right. And they, like, are swooning over him. Like, yeah. I don't... It just doesn't make a whole lot of sense. A brown-haired guy comes back. They hijack the truck. And they take the gay ice cream truck driver on a joyride.
Yep.
At a mean 60 miles an hour.
Oh, yeah. Well, they were speeding because it was a 45-mile-an-hour zone. Yeah, they were breaking the law, man.
Shit.
Breaking the
45.
Law. That's a ticket.
Yeah. So, I mean, do you guys want to talk about the ice cream truck driver?
Oh, hell yeah.
Dude, he was dedicated.
I want
to
talk
company.
About back before when they first jacked the truck.
Okay.
And brown-haired guy comes over. And is leaning in from the driver's side. And the ice cream truck guy is like, you got to call the cops. This guy's dangerous.
Yeah.
He's going to harm me. This guy is hilarious, like, through this whole thing.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
He just has to say his lines, and it's awesome.
It's the way he delivers them.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Because he can't act for shit, but it's so funny.
Yeah, I know.
Like, oh, my God. You can't even.
It's just like the tone of his voice, I guess.
It's the tone of his voice.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like that weird, like I said, he's kind of like got that typical gay.
Kind of southern feminine. But
yeah. Southern feminine. Yeah. Yeah, that's what it is. Like the southern gay guy. Like, yeah. But you're stereotypical gay guy.
Yeah.
And,
in the ice cream truck.
It's.
That's probably why he was so mean to the girls, dude. Because he wasn't nice to
them. Oh, maybe, yeah. Because he wasn't
true.
Interested.
No, that's a good point.
But they go on a joyride and they do kill him.
Yeah, but not before he says this truck belongs to the...
Yeah, the egg, the EG's...
The EGA company.
Yeah,
we
the
have to
EG's
return this.
Company. I gotta return this truck.
They keep track of my mileage.
No, yeah, they track my mileage.
Dude, it was more dramatic than that. He was like, in the name of the EG's company or whatever.
He's like, oh, never mind, you can have the truck. Yeah.
Like he was saying, in the name of the Christ or something. Like,
oh, my God.
He's like, forget I said
awesome.
Anything.
Forget I said anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, so... blonde guy, you know, puts him out of the... And what is he, like, beating him with his gun?
Yeah, that's... There's so many cut parts. it's cut so bad.
Yeah,
oh,
I mean,
yeah.
That you don't... It almost looks like it doesn't even hit him at times.
Yeah.
Or just before it hits him, it cuts.
Yeah.
Then he pulls out his pistol, or his six-shooter, and he's basically pistol-whipping
Yeah, he's supposed to be pistol-whipping, but he's clearly not hitting him.
Oh, he's clearly
not. I mean, he's...
Yeah.
It's like a foot to the left.
The way it's shot, yeah, he's so far to the left like, it's just shot so badly. And so anyway, he throws him out of the truck, and then he does, like, a forward tumble.
Into, like...
Forward.
into 4 foot high grass.
Yeah, into some high grass and tumbleweeds, and then he's dead.
Yeah.
I mean,
but he was cut up like a mofo.
Yeah, like by the time he hit the ground, he was bleeding out.
Oh, yeah.
It'd be cooler if he threw him in to a cactus or something.
Yeah,
that would have been awesome.
Like, this guy, I mean, he wouldn't have been dead.
Oh, I know. That's why I'm saying, like, throw him into a bunch of cactus. That would have made the scene cool.
It would have been, but that's not what they did.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what happens? They go to the gas station.
Something for the remake to do, I guess.
Yeah. Cop Killers remake.
Oh, yeah. They need
this is where
we get to the gas station.
No, because the cop came first.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the
right.
motorcycle
so
cop.
The motorcycle cop came
because they're
up.
Breaking the law.
Yep. They were speeding. They were doing 60 and a 45.
Yeah.
And then, here comes the police.
Yeah, here comes
the
popo. So then they
I'm like a completely deserted road, too. It's just like chilling out in the desert.
Well, sort of deserted because, actually, let's mention this now, because as they're driving down the street, the scenery changes a lot.
Yeah, it does.
Like, at one point, they're in the
so
middle
of the time of day.
There's a lot of continuity flaws in this
They're
movie.
In the middle of the desert, and then, like, the next minute, there's, like, a giant metropolis behind them.
Yeah.
It, like, makes no sense at all.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the cop tries to pull them over, and then crazy blonde guy blows him away with a shotgun.
That was actually a really
while
cool
While they're
scene.
Moving at 60
While
miles
they're driving
hour.
At 60 slash 10 miles an hour.
Yep.
And this is cop kill number 5.5.
Yep.
So we're at 5.5.
Yep.
Their count would be 6.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
I think that was my...
No, their count would be five. Their count would
be
5.
So their count was 5. We're at 5.5. Right.
I think that was my favorite cop kill of the movie, actually.
When he blows him off the motorcycle, yeah.
Well,
my
and then right favorite. After this is where we get aerial scene, and there's a white pickup truck behind him.
Yeah.
Which, didn't notice there was a dead
cop on
the side of
the
road.
Too.
Yeah. So then... They kind of drive down, then you get that panned view of the front of the truck, and the truck is gone.
You know,
yeah.
We had a couple theories, and Connor had said, you know, well, maybe it was crew.
Yeah, because they're in a pickup truck. They're probably in the back filming it from there.
So, you know, and that makes sense. And then my other thought now is they're filming this scene, and the truck is riding their ass being a dick. Has no idea they're filming this scene.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
And then...
Because they're going so fucking slow.
Right, and it's like, come on, why is this guy going 20 miles an hour in a 45?
Yeah.
And then they're just like, fuck it, we're not going to reshoot it. And they just use the film.
Oh, I'm sure. They probably didn't have the money to reshoot it.
For whatever reason, that seems more likely to me.
Yeah, it's possible.
Like, this guy was just like, come on, you know, like, why are you going so slow? And they just used the film because they didn't have anything else to use. And when they were shooting it, to be honest with you... They probably did not even notice the truck in the frame.
Probably not.
Well, I would assume that nobody will really watch this afterwards.
What I'm saying, too, is that as they were shooting it, they were probably only watching the van. And they did not even look. Like, this is not the kind of movie that's steeped in cinematography where every single inch of the frame is being considered.
Yeah.
You know, like, all
this
they're making sure
film.
Is that the camera is ahead of the van.
Yeah.
You know, like, they don't care what's going on outside of the frame, so, or even within the frame.
As long as the van's there somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As long as they got a shot of the ice cream truck.
Yeah, exactly.
So, gas station.
Yeah, now we're at the gas station.
Yeah. So they come up to a gas station and they need gas. And
let's go with that.
There's there's some chick there with her boyfriend, and blonde guy decides. I mean, I still don't understand this. He's gonna rob the gas. They're gonna go make a deal for $80,000. So at this point, let me make it clear.
No.
At this point, he has already said it's $80,000 because he makes a phone call.
Oh,
and he goes back to brown haired guy, and he's like, yeah, it's gonna be $80,000, and he's like, well, why is it $80,000? And he's like, oh, that's the deal they're gonna make. So. You're immediately like, okay, well, he's going to pocket $20,000.
Yeah.
You know, that was what I was thinking. But,
yeah.
So why he needs to rob a gas station of $33?
Just for fun, man.
Just for fun.
He only got 33. I guess he was hoping for more.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, if you think about it, gas was 33 cents.
I know, right? They did show that.
Cigarettes were like a dollar.
Yeah, man, you could drive cross country with that money. Back then.
So he does kill the gas station attendant. He kills the guy behind the counter, and he must kill the boyfriend, right?
Oh, yeah, he does.
So
he shoots him in a stomach, and then he gets him in the leg.
That's right, yeah. Oh, yeah, because, you have the gas station attendant, slaps him in the hand.
Yeah.
It's like he's swatting away a fly. Yeah. He's got a gun pointed
at his head.
Get that
gun out of my face.
Yeah, and he, swats it like a fly.
Yeah.
You know, like of course, he, swats the gun, and he gets shot right in the head, point
blank. Yeah, exactly.
Takes the girl hostage, throws her in the car. So now we have this thing of, you have overbearing, rapey blonde guy and subservient, non-rapey, brown-haired guy.
Yeah, because the blonde-haired guy is, ripping her top off.
Yeah, he starts ripping
her. Brown-haired guy telling him stop.
Yeah, she's got a romance novel in the car.
Oh, yeah.
And
which makes her a nympho.
Yeah,
apparently.
He calls her a nympho, yeah. And, he's reading passages from the book about, putting fingers into her crevice and all this stuff. And so he decides, I'm just going to rape this chick while we're driving down the road at 2 miles an hour. Rips her top off. Brown-haired guy wants nothing to do with this because he's nice, non-rapey brown-haired guy.
Yeah.
Which was the right path because he's the one that got laid, so.
True. That is true. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he forces blonde-haired guy to drive because he's like, I'm not letting blonde-haired guy rape this chick because I'm probably going to do her later.
Right.
They end up at a hotel and blonde-haired guy's got to go out and tells brown-haired guy,
Keep
an eye on her. If I'm back in an hour, shoot her.
Yeah.
Which makes no sense. Yeah. So stupid.
Brown-haired guy has shown absolutely no sign that he would ever shoot this girl in the face.
Nope.
Not at all.
He would let her go before he did that.
He would let it, right. He would let her go.
Oh, yeah.
If anything, blonde-haired guy should have. All right, so, I mean, think about. We mentioned from Dust Till Dawn.
Right.
George Clooney left Quentin Tarantino with the maid that, he raped
and murdered.
Probably
where he got it from.
He raped and murdered her.
Yeah.
You know, but Quentin Tarantino's character in that movie was, you'd believe he's going to rape and murder this chick because he's fucked up. Brown-haired guy in this movie?
Not so much.
Not
complete
so much.
Complete opposite, yeah.
No, this girl could, kick him in the balls and just leave.
Yeah.
Or,
and he would take it as affection.
He'd probably give her
he'd probably be fine with that.
Probably give her some coke on the way out, too. Just be nice.
Yeah, so, I mean, they do blow coke.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, her
on
thought,
the Bible.
Yeah, her thought is, you know what? I'm here. Apparently, I'm going to take an upper to get me down.
Yeah.
And because I need to sleep, so I guess I'll blow some coke. And they blow a bunch of coke off a Bible.
Yep.
I mean, she doesn't really. This scene, she's not blowing coke.
Oh, hell no.
Not actually in the movie, no.
But she's not even convincing.
Yeah, she's
not
even convincing that she's doing it.
No, no. So anyway, brown-haired guy gets to bang blonde-haired girl.
Yeah, but they make sexy time, but we get to see, before they make sexy time, what happens? Oh, blonde-haired guy goes to the convenience store with the.
Yeah. So while they're making sexy time, he goes to get his cold beers.
Yep.
Because they really want a cold beer.
Yeah. Because he was like, I want a cold beer. He's like, or two. No, you know what? I want three cold beers. Yeah. So then he goes out and gets
so
a six pack.
Yeah. He gets a Well, you can't get a three pack.
Yeah. And this is maybe when, a 40. This is, let's see, he's in the convenience store. He goes, he grabs the six pack, comes back to the counter.
Yep.
The guy rings him up, and it comes, what, $1.42 for a six pack of beer?
Yeah.
And I paid then 10 for mine tonight.
Yeah. And then he gets two packs of smokes, puts them on the counter, and then it's like $4 or something like that.
Yeah.
Something crazy.
Yeah.
And then the cop comes in.
Another cop.
Another.
Recognizes his car.
Another popo comes walking in. Yeah. Recognizes the car. Yep. And then he goes into the back room.
I mean, I just want to ask real quick. How would he know what car?
Like, oh, he wouldn't.
At the gas station, nobody is left alive. You don't have surveillance. This is 1973. There's not VHS surveillance cameras at the gas station.
This looks like the gas station in Hills Have Eyes. Like,
yeah.
It's out in the middle of nowhere, dude.
That's exactly. Or yeah, like a Texas Chainsaw gas station.
Like, I was expecting a fucking mutant to come out and, like, start fucking
absolutely. Absolutely.
That would have been this better. Yeah, that would have been an awesome movie.
You're right. So, like, this, I mean, a lot of this makes no sense. I mean,
right.
You know, it just, he would, there's nobody to report a crime.
No.
So right. He has no idea that car is missing. He has no idea.
And, well, you know what? I mean, there was a lot of cuts. The only thing I can think is at the gas station previously, he killed the attendant. He shot that chick's boyfriend in the stomach, I believe, and then in the leg. Maybe he survived. Because we don't get to see that.
Yeah.
The only thing I can think is how would the cop know that that car was missing?
Let's just assume it.
Or, I mean, this movie doesn't make any sense, really.
I mean, yeah. I'll take
There's
that.
So many things that are
I'm
fucked up.
I'm just going to take that as the way it is.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
I don't care.
I can accept that as the reality.
Yeah. So the cop comes in, recognizes him, and he goes out into that back room.
Yep.
And kills another cop. So what number are we at now? 6.5?
God, 6.5.
And they're at 5. They're at 6.
They're at 6.
Fuck, you can get that right. So we're at 6.5, and they're at 6.
Right.
And he goes back up to the counter.
Boy, he stabbed the shit out of the cop.
He stabs the shit out of this guy.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Multiple times with this little
pocket
knife.
Yeah, it's like a pocket
it's
knife.
It's a switchblade.
Just, yeah, it's like a switchblade,
a
but
switchblade.
Not... Yeah. It's not just not quite as long.
I'm
as
pretty sure that's an illegal knife, too.
Yeah, maybe
he's definitely breaking
I don't think
the
he cares after
point.
Killing six cops.
73, maybe not, though.
Yeah.
Maybe.
And he gets his fingerprints all over the cop.
Well, no. He takes the cop's gun out of the cop's hand after he kills him.
Yeah, and puts it back in his holster.
He's fucking holding the gun, and then he puts it back in the holster.
Yeah. Gets his prints all over it.
Oh, yeah. He's got his prints on everything.
There's no sense. Yeah. So he leaves the dead cop there and goes back to the counter, and what's his excuse?
Well, the guy at the counter says he's pointing a gun at him, the clerk is, and asks him what he was doing. He said, "Come on, man. I dropped a coin and it rolled all the way in the back there." He's like, "Everything's cool. The cop, I talked to the cop. Everything's good."
And the cop's nowhere to be seen,
too.
Yeah.
The like, wouldn't the cop go back out
yeah, exactly.
with him? Like, why would the cop hang out in the back room?
Yeah.
It makes no sense. So he goes back to the hotel room after he murdered the cop and finds that brown-haired guy has been banging blonde-haired girl.
Yeah.
He's not that happy about
it. Yeah, they're both naked in the bed.
Yeah. And, blonde-haired girl gets up, and we get our second nude shot of the movie, because I guess you need that.
Yeah, well, this is where blonde-haired guy, he grabs Angel Tits and throws her in the bathroom.
That's right, because he does call, let's be clear, we did not make up this name for her.
Oh, no.
We aren't calling
no,
her
yeah,
Angel
yeah.
Tits. He refers to her as, well, he calls her Nympho, Virgin, and Angel Tits.
Yeah.
So we're
a combination
Virgin
of names,
after the dude has sex.
A combination of names that makes no sense, because Virgin and Nympho are completely contradictory to each other. So,
that's true.
So he just sticks with Angel Tits after that.
Yeah. It's the best nickname anyway.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Made me laugh.
So this is where we get some 70s titties.
Yeah.
I mean, it's 70s titties.
Hey, 70s titties
They're
are better
natural.
Than no titties, man.
They're natural.
Yeah.
Titties. And like I said, I mean, a lot of times in 70s titties, you get nipples pointing down to the ground.
Yeah, they're
I'll,
sad.
I'll take some
These ones, I mean, they weren't pointing into the ground.
Yeah.
So. We get 70 side bush at this point, too.
Yeah.
Lots of bush.
It's not Euro bush, but it's 70s bush. So.
It's pretty damn close.
Yeah, I mean, it's very, you know, very Brillo pad.
Oh, yeah.
So, yep. I mean, it's the 70s, man. I don't even think you could show shaved in the 70s. I don't even know if you could do it.
I don't even think they knew to do it then.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I mean, that was probably something that came out in 80s porn.
Maybe.
I mean, there's all sorts of weird freaking censorship laws about pubic hair.
Maybe
and
that
not,
was the censorship law.
That's like, what I'm saying. Like, I know, like, I mean, in Japan, if you watch Japanese films, they blur out pubic hair.
Yet they have, tentacles going in the
chicks.
Yeah,
they blur it out because it's like a censorship thing.
That's weird.
Yeah, if you ever watch it, it's bizarre.
Wait, it's just the pubic hair?
I'm not talking about porn. I'm talking about, like, well, I've been told it's pubic hair, but it may just be genitals in general. But if you go watch something like Visitor Q from Japan.
Okay.
And it's got nudity in it, but it's not a porno film. And they blur out genitals. And this is within the last 10 years.
Hmm.
Because Japanese censors blur out genitals.
That's weird.
They will.
But they blur out
they
pubis.
Blur out genitals. It's some weird old censorship thing that they have to comply with.
That is weird.
Why? It's weird. It's like weird square pixelated genitals. It's bizarre. So like when you see it, you're like... Because we're American, so like we watch these films and we don't get that. And then you watch something like that. But yeah, so I mean, at least they weren't blurring out 70s Bush.
Oh, no.
So weird.
So then where were we? And we got off on a tangent.
Oh,
yeah,
yeah, yeah. We're at the point where where Angel Tits is being thrown in the bathroom.
Yeah, so I think I stepped out at this moment to get a beer or take a leak.
Yeah, yeah, I think you did both. But
she does the cup thing. Where...
She does this weird cup thing where
right,
she
okay.
somehow gives the police some sort of information on where they're going when I don't know how to... She knows where they're going. I don't even know.
Yeah, they just end up in this weird shack in the desert, hippie shack.
Told her, right? Like, like brown-haired guy was like, we're going to go out to this weird shack at this latitude and longitude time.
Yeah.
Like, she didn't have a map. There's no GPS. Like, there's no way that she could have known where they were going.
Yeah,
she knew.
But
somebody knew. She flipped the fucking cup upside down, and somehow that's going to alert somebody that she's at a shack in the middle of the desert.
Even though the maid would just, like, fucking throw it away.
Yeah, and, well, that's what I was thinking, too. Like, that would not alert anybody to anything.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, they used the cup. I guess I better throw that one away.
Yeah.
Like, if it were me, I wouldn't think anything of it. Like, maybe, like, spread your blood all over the bath. Like, open a vein.
He wouldn't notice that, though, because the crazy guy comes in after
that's
that.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah.
She could have just gotten away at any point.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, honestly. Well, I mean, brown-haired guy. She was banging him. She could have just...
I think she liked him. Let's be honest.
Yeah. It's Stockholm Syndrome.
That's
yeah.
I don't know. It's pretty quick, man. Her boyfriend just got killed 30 minutes before that.
I know. Well, don't forget, she had romance novels in the car.
Oh, yeah.
She was progressive.
And she was on coke.
And she was high on coke.
And she was high on coke. So she was a hippie. And hippies in the early 70s, they had sex with everyone. And that's what this movie is trying to say.
I guess so, man. I guess so.
Clearly, though, like...
Dude, that definitely needs a public service announcement.
At least that's how I think it. Like, this is their view of what an early 70s woman flower child would do.
Yeah, I guess.
Right? She'd do drugs. She would sleep with multiple men. They're just... Broadly drawing her as a stereotype, I guess. I mean, Stockholm Syndrome, maybe. Like, she's just, at this point, part of their group, but she hates blonde-haired guys, so.
Oh, yeah.
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 So
he tried to rape her in a car.
He did try to rape her.
She has some reasons.
And he's pretty pissed off that brown-haired guy did not have to rape her.
Yeah.
Like, he's like, you know, like, why did I have to rape her? And you didn't have, you know, why is she?
Yeah.
Why didn't you have to rape her? Well, I gave her coke.
I gave her some of our drugs.
Yeah.
We're only going to get like 70 grand now. Like, actually, that kind of explains it.
What?
So that's why, like, later when they get there, like, he was fucking giving coke away. Like, okay, so they go to the fucking shack.
That can't be you.
They meet up. Right. But they meet up with hippie dude, and he's got, like, a harem of chicks. So he's got, like, a fucking, like, brothel out there with, like, these chicks willing to bang everybody. And he's going to make this drug deal and give them cash for all their coke. And, you know, maybe, like, brown-haired dude was doing coke the whole fucking time.
Maybe.
Stealing coke, giving coke away.
No, you would think the blonde-haired guy would be doing it because he was the crazy one.
But we didn't see him do it. We saw brown-haired guy do it.
No, that's true.
So you know what?
The blonde-haired guy's in the mindset of, I got to get this money.
I need the money.
So he doesn't want to do his own product and lose the money on it. He just,
you
know what? He's got to get the cash.
They're getting 70 instead of 100 because of brown-haired guy.
Yeah.
All right.
Because he gave away all their coke.
Yeah,
blame it on him.
I'm gonna go with that. Yeah, we're gonna blame it on him.
Yeah,
Blame it on the guy that wasn't trying to rape her.
Well, he gave her coke.
Yeah. That's true.
He gave away that was their money. And you know what? Let's say if you bring that shit to a drug dealer, guess what he's going to do? He's going to weigh it.
Yeah.
He's not just going to look at it.
She did like one line, though.
He's going to put it on a scale, but we don't know.
Yeah, we don't know. There's a lot of jump cuts. So.
There's a lot of like it cuts from that.
There could have been a whole lot happening
to the gas station scene.
Yeah, they're actually at the hotel for like a week.
We have
just doing coke.
So we have to assume a longer time period.
Yeah,
he could blow a lot of coke in like 4 hours.
Yeah, because if you remember,
if you're like your coke high,
I wouldn't
10
know.
Minutes. I mean, you blow coke and what? You get 10-15 minutes of a high, and you got to blow it again. I mean, it's coke's not known as for its long highs. It's not known for lasting 3 hours.
Yeah, but
so in 4 hours, maybe he fucking blew. I don't know. I don't do coke, but I'm just saying.
Yeah, but there's a lot of time lapses in this movie because before even all this happened, remember he was in there. He was in the car. He was smoking a cigarette.
Yeah.
He just lit it, and the other guy's like, "Lay down and go to sleep."
Yeah.
Then
yeah,
the guy's sleeping. Yeah. Like he just lit a cigarette.
Yeah,
where'd
lit,
the cigarette
he fell asleep
go?
Pretty quick.
Yeah.
He was sleepy. Came down from his coke high.
He was doing coke before that.
I'm telling you, that brown hair dude was doing coke, and that's why that money kept dropping.
Maybe, dude.
So anyway, yeah, this hippie dude with the beard, you know, he's like your very typical 70s view of what a hippie drug dealer
is. Yeah, living out in the desert.
Living out in the desert. He's got two flower children.
Dealing drugs.
Willing to sleep with anybody. He's doing
long
drugs.
Beard, yeah.
Long beard, right? Like Mike said, he's probably got, like, you'd expect, like, something to fucking fly out of his beard.
yeah, I was butterfly. I just was waiting for a little baby bird to come flying out.
So, I mean, he tells a squirrel
or something.
He does tell them that they're only going to get 70 grand because in order for them to leave the country, which they have to do because they murdered 6.5 cops.
And have an extra person with them.
Right. And they murdered 3 civilians. Let's also throw it. So now they've murdered 9.5 people, or 9 people, according to their count, I guess. They have to get out of the country. So it's going to cost them 10 grand to get them out of the 10 grand's a lot of money in 1973.
Oh, yeah.
But I guess you need like a fucking private jet or something.
Or just that plane they're using at the beginning.
Passports, yeah. But, I mean, the flipped cup thing has alerted the police, and the police show up. And we get a high-speed chase through the desert.
Oh, yeah.
At about 10 miles an hour.
And that random horse that just
fucking random
jumps
horse
in.
Is running through the desert.
Yeah, so weird, man.
Yeah. I just think, again, it's one of those things where we're like, ah, fuck it. Like, we can't reshoot this. We didn't even know.
You think it was just a fucking wild horse out there?
Yeah, like three of them running in front of the car.
Dude.
I actually do think that. I actually think they were.
Because they can't plan that out.
Yeah, there's no way they did. Like, they did not have the forethought to put horses in there.
No, well, I think what
there's
happened
no reason
was
either.
The horses ran out in front of them. So shortly after that, the car stopped. They stopped the, you know, they stopped filming. And the guy said, well, everybody likes horses.
Yeah.
They just left it in there.
And it's like, oh, it looks real natural there. Yeah. Like, everybody would expect 3 horses in the desert. So.
Yeah, Cop Killers is too harsh. We need to lighten it up a bit. Everybody likes horses, man.
My little pony's really hot right now. We need some horses. Yeah. So the car flips. I mean, in a really, it's actually kind of a pathetic flip.
Oh, yeah.
They just kind of, like, go up onto, like, a little hill and flip. And
yeah,
it's another
you
cut.
Don't, you, yeah, yeah, it's a
cut
scene.
Yeah. I mean,
so
we
don't actually see it a flip.
Yeah, because it didn't. You know, they
the car hits, and then the next thing you see
they
is
they manually
car
flip the car over. They get out of the car. Blonde rapey dude holds blonde chick hostage, puts a gun to her head and says, you know, I'm going to kill her if you don't leave.
Like 10
cops.
Times, too.
He keeps saying it. Like, I'm going to kill her if you don't leave.
After the third time, they're not taking you serious, dude.
Yeah, and I mean,
yeah,
we
He's got, like, 8 cops with just shotguns aimed at him, 6 shooters.
And like we said, it doesn't, I mean, it doesn't make sense anyway. Because if you kill her, they're going to kill you.
Yeah.
It's like,
you need her as a hostage.
You need her no matter what. So then, threatening to kill her.
Yeah, but then he fucking shoots her. Which makes no
it
sense.
It makes, he just shoots her.
He could have just backed away and just, like, kept.
You know why he shot her?
Find one of those horses, dude. Run away.
Because he ain't getting no pussy.
Yeah.
He's probably jealous.
Right. Yeah.
The writers needed to end the movie.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they're like, how the fuck are we going to end this movie?
Yeah.
Like, we can't afford another plane.
There's no more horses.
So, like, kill her. Because once it's exactly like we said. Once he kills her, the police kill him. And, like, it makes no sense. Like, I mean, maybe it was like the whole time he was planning on going out by gunfire.
Yeah, like suicide by cop.
Suicide by cop. You know, like, I don't fucking care.
That was a long suicide, dude.
Yeah, because, well, he's a cop killer.
Yeah.
Cops do not like cop killers.
No.
I mean, you know, I guess I can understand why.
It ends awesome, dude. Yeah. Oh,
they,
yeah.
They shoot him, like, what, for like fucking 50 times. Like, they just unload.
Well, they shoot the blonde-haired guy just
they
a few times.
That's what I'm... Well, oh, right, right. So they shoot the blonde-haired guy a couple times.
Yeah.
And they shoot, like, brown-haired guy. Like, they unload.
Oh, yeah.
Like, their chambers are empty when they're done.
Oh, yeah. They just kept going. And even after he was dead on the ground, they still shot him.
Yeah,
That was an awesome way to end it, though. I mean, just having the cops unload on him. Even when he had, like, surrendered, too.
Yeah, and they just keep shooting his dead body.
Yeah.
Like, oh, fuck this cop killer.
Yeah.
And then the credits roll, right? That's, I mean, that's the end of the movie.
Yeah, that's the end of the movie. So, Rotten Tomatoes, only 9% actually wanted to see this movie, and IMDb gave it a 5.8 out of 10.
Pretty high, actually.
Yeah, that's higher than I would have
thought. What was the Rotten Tomatoes score? Do you have that, or you just
There was no score on it. It just said
There weren't enough ratings.
Yeah, there wasn't enough ratings, so it just said that plus 9% wanted to see it.
9% want to see it.
I was in that 9%.
A 5.8 on IMDb. I wonder how many ratings that was.
Well, that's because probably the people who watched it want to see it.
It's the right
audience. Appreciate it. Yeah, that's why it's so high.
Like, we watched it as part of this kit, three-movie kit, and whoever's buying this kit is the right audience for this movie.
Right.
So I saw it twice before we watched it today.
Yeah.
First time I watched it, liked it.
Yep.
Second time I watched it, liked it.
Yep.
Watched it. Just now with you guys, third time, liked it. What do you guys think?
Want to go first, Connor? What are your thoughts?
No, I liked it. I mean, it was funny, I thought. I mean, the especially the ice cream parts and all that. And I don't know. The gunfights were even good, I thought, for such a low-budget movie. You know?
See, I love that early 70s grimy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it has a good look to it.
Exploitation movies, yeah.
Yeah. So. Yeah, I mean, that's what I was going to comment on. Is you know, the movie's... In terms of story, there's not much there.
Oh, no.
But there's some really entertaining stuff. There's some... The ice cream truck scene. I mean, that's... It's... That scene will stick, like... When you talk about this movie, you're going to talk about that scene. You know, and... like you said, the look of this film, I love... I'm with you. I love 70s. Like, the look. I love the way the film looks, the way... Even, like, the way it's all shot in daytime, because... I mean, that was... If you watch a lot of 70s stuff, even that's common. Like, you see a lot of shit shot outside in daytime.
Yeah.
The grain of the film, it's not shot well. You know, like, it's clearly hasn't been framed well. Whoever shot this thing, like we said, I mean, at one point they hit a guy in the head with a camera.
Yeah.
You know, they clearly weren't framing this very well.
It adds character to it, man.
Yeah, I mean, they cut into people's heads and there's.
Yeah.
But it's sort of part of its charm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to be the right audience.
Oh yeah.
You know, the wrong person is gonna hate this thing. They're gonna and it also helps to have a few beers.
Yeah.
Let me throw that out there. That if you've had like 3-4 beers, this is gonna be a lot better than if you're sitting by yourself watching this sober.
Be under the influence of something.
Yeah, it's gonna help because it's gonna lighten you up and you're gonna just kind of go with the flow. This is not something you can critically analyze. You know, you can't look at it and. You just can't. It doesn't fall into that.
Yeah, this is not definitely like a Sunday afternoon movie. This is, you know, late night, have a couple beers.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like just kind of like chilling it. Like,
sit with some friends so you can make fun of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can have a laugh. Yeah. You can even kind of, it's funny because you can even kind of talk while it's on.
That's what we did the whole time.
And you can make comments, you can talk about the film and you won't.
Well, because they have those long shots of them just driving through the desert with
so
that weirdly happy music playing.
Exactly. There's so many shots of them just meandering through the desert that you don't need. It's not a kind of movie that you need to be like completely, deeply enthralled and focused on.
Yeah.
So,
if you like 70s Grindhouse, watch it.
Yeah, it falls right in. It's a drive-in film.
Yeah.
You know, it'd play great with like a triple feature of something else.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
definitely.
I mean, it would. I would say see it. Personally,
yeah.
All right, so you say see it.
If you're listening to this podcast, see it.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
I say see it too. So
yeah, I say see it.
That's yeah, if
three see it's.
Yeah, yeah. I would say watch. I mean, at least watch it once. But I would say don't probably not watch it alone.
No,
I think if I were home watching this,
it may take you a few.
It,
you know.
Yeah, I think so. It might take a few sittings. You may be looking at the clock a little. You need to watch this with others.
Yeah,
it's just that kind of movie. So. But yeah, recommend it. And I recommend buying the set, actually, because this one has Tenement and Don't Go in the House.
Yeah, that's what I got.
And those are both really solid movies.
It's like $15 for all three of them.
Yeah, it was cheap. So
you're paying $5 a movie?
Yeah, so even if you don't like this one, you're getting... At least Don't Go in the House is worth your $15.
Yeah.
So even if you don't like Tenement and whatever comes with that...
Which, I mean, they were all pretty good. I liked them all, so it was a good set.
So I guess that's it.
It's Cop Killers.
That's Cop Killers. 1973. Good early 70s film.
Oh, yeah.
That's it.
All right.
Anything else?
I got nothing.
Send it.
Is this yours? No, I'm trying to be friendly. Answer me!
Yes!
Alex, we got a little nympho in the car.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, the title of this book is Strange Bedfellows. Isn't that right?
Yes.
See, even she admits that.
What are you trying to prove?
Hold on a minute. Now I'm going to offer the evidence. All right. Now let's see. Here we are on page 6. Christ, I didn't wait long. I'll read from page 6. David reached beneath the sheets for the pale, quivering flesh beside him. Slowly, his hand moved along the milky valleys of her body. Then he was there. Darlene moaned as his rigid fingers drove into the moist valley between her legs. Hey, this is turning me on. Now, what kind of person would read this trash?
I don't know, Ray.
Well, I know. The answers are written all over you. You're a horny chick. And that dead piece of turd you had driving with you couldn't give you enough.